Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear me continue with my recent interview of Bradley Shad, who is CEO for Missouri Corn.
Real quickly, ethanol, that's always a concern. Are we getting more people interested in that, or is everybody going electric, or what?
Yeah, I think it's been kind of interesting. Some of the things that have come out here recently, the auto manufacturers have said, yeah, we're kind of pushing pause on that right now. The infrastructure's not there. We're relying on foreign countries. We don't have the materials we need to build the cars. And honestly, it really goes down to people aren't necessarily as interested. It was kind of a fad for a while that, you know, it was the new thing, and you wanted it to have a status symbol, but people are realizing it doesn't necessarily work whenever you can't charge your car if you're out in the rural areas and stuff. It's a very interesting product that works for some people, but it doesn't work for a lot of rural Missourians, and so that's why we're pushing so hard on the Next Generation Fuels Act. We're very glad that we've got great support from our congressional delegation, Sam Graves, Emmanuel Cleaver, Mark Alford, Blaine Luchtemeyer, and Jason Smith are all on board as co-sponsors of that legislation. We're continuing to push back on these CAFE, the greenhouse gas emission regulations that are coming down. California is another issue that we're pushing on to make sure that we're able to continue selling in that market, showing that the greenhouse gas reductions that can happen with using corn-based ethanol are huge, and it's a great opportunity to use a product that is renewable, homegrown, and producing jobs here in America.
I know I visited with Mark Alford. He hasn't been in the legislature there in Washington for a long time, but I tell you what, he's pushing 100% for agriculture and for ethanol and everything associated with it.
Yeah, Mark is doing a spectacular job on the Ag Committee for us. He's got great staff that we're in constant contact with, making sure that our voices are heard out there. We're your seat at the table, and we just have a great asset there with Mark coming on board. He readily admits that he doesn't know everything about agriculture, but he wants to make sure that he's listening to farmers across the country and across his district that he can represent well, and he is just doing a bang-up, a spectacular job.
And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What happened when the farmer crushed a chili pepper, a shovel, and a terrier? He got a hot diggity dog.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.